Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Happy Sabbath.
All right, all right. Thank you, Sister Alexandra.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. You want?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. What a better place to... There's no better place, I should say,
Amen.
Than to be... right here in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
To praise the Lord. And to offer all worship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just want to thank all those who participated, led out today in today's worship. And I want to welcome as well all those who are visiting our church family here at Garland. Those who are here, those who are online, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. And to all of our members and our friends, listen, you're loved, all right?
Amen.
And we are a family here at Garland. And today, once again, we just praise the Lord.
Amen.
As you have heard, we do have within our church family the presence of a lost. A loss, the Santiago family, they are going through that intense grief from the loss of their beautiful mother of the family,
Amen.
Cherished mother of the family. 95 years old, God has blessed them, amen?
Amen.
God has blessed them with a wonderful life through... their mother. I have no funeral arrangement information to share at this time, all right? But as soon as we receive them, we will put it on the text in chat, all right? So if your numbers, if you're not getting, or if you're not receiving our text messages, before you leave today, let me see who can help with that. Brother Ella Wilton, can we have them come to you and just share with Elder Wilton, hey, listen, I'd love to have my number be placed on the text and chat so I can get the most up-to-date information. Amen?
Amen.
Is that good?
Yeah.
All right, all right. And so today we'll be, we have folks from our leadership team who will be there in the home. Just offering communion to the Santiago family and to others as well. Today is a very special day where we as a church family, we come together to honor our Lord's request.
Amen?
Amen. His request is that as often as it is possible, we should gather in this fashion to remember him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord's table is very special to him. It is one of those services that we do that brings us closer together, not only in a united fashion as church people, but also it really shares with him how much we respect him, how much we appreciate what he has done for us, and it also is a time when he received the highest praise. It's a very important time for him whenever we gather in this fashion. And I'd like you to turn in your Bibles go with me to Matthew 26. And I want to read verse 20. Bible says, Matthew 26, now when the evening was come, he did what? He sat down with the 12. When the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. Today I want to just, in a brief moment, just share with you on the topic, commune. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for this time when we can come together as your people. The beginning of the year is still fresh. And what a time to just unite together in worship, in thanksgiving, and in honor of you. We ask, Father, that your Holy Spirit would be in this place, would minister to us personally and corporately. And our desire, Father, as we reflect upon all that you have blessed humanity with through the life, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, as we reflect upon all of this, Father, may we be drawn closer to you. May today be a day where we will be lifted up spiritually and where our faith would increase in such a way where you will receive all the glory and all the praise. Father, I commit all that I am into your hands. I just ask, Father, that you would speak through me and speak to me as well. May as we all hear your words today, sure enough, may we be blessed by them, but may we also be transformed in the process. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As I think about communion, there are three things I'm able to see from the scriptures. When it speaks about communion, that really blessed my heart. You're going to see where communion here is a communion together. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And as we commune together, he's talking about the now. But also communion has the idea of reflecting, remembering the past. Wouldn't you say? And we're going to see it here in the text as well as we read. But also communion also look forward to the future. All right? And there are meanings within all three that I know are a blessing to God's people. And so right here, as we begin reading chapter 26 of the book of Matthew, we see where it says, when evening had come, he sat down the 12. He was with them, wasn't he? He called them together for a special time. And he sat down with them to commune with them, to spend the now with them, the present. Are you with me? Back then when people congregate together to eat together, that was a special time. So it is today, right? You think we just went through Thanksgiving and also the Christmas season? And I'm sure you had time where you sat down with family and friends, right? And those were special times, all right? This was especially special to Christ because it was about to be the very last time he would sit with his disciples in this fashion. When I think about what Christ must have gone through sitting with his disciples here, my mind often goes back to being at the bedside with families. When they know this was their last time together with their loved ones. And often, I would, as a pastor, I would just stand there or sit, would not say a word, but just to watch, observe, and just to be with the family. And then to offer a prayer. But I would watch the unique experience of people just giving their last hug. Are you with me? Giving their last kiss on the forehead. They know that this is it. And it's a fearful time. But they're putting their all into it. Are you with me? Jesus, knowing that this Thursday night experience was going to be it. And over the next hours of time before him, he knew that he was about to be crucified. And so he just wanted to commune with his best friends. I can imagine how he felt, because sitting there, he knew that someone was going to betray him. He knew that they would desert him. But even knowing all of that, can you imagine? He wanted to make sure that he did his best right there before them to secure their eternal treasure. That's all was on his mind. That's all that was on his mind. Not his own life that was about to be taken. But all was on his mind was that every person in that room would have access to eternity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think about that. In other words, he wanted to make sure they would have an exchange whereby they can receive his life. Are you with me? Oh my. Communion with Jesus, like we're here today, it's a very important act.
Amen.
As I was reading this week from a book called Time with God. Time with God. By a lady called Judy Ann Neal. And she made this statement. She said, if you have no intention of letting Christ rule your life, then forget Christianity. She said, forget it. It is not for you. I believe what she's trying to say is Christianity is a serious thing. It's not just something you pick up and put off and treat as some second-class priority of life. The truth is, the moment a person joins their life with Jesus and repent and choose to turn around their life and follow him, they're accepting his rulership over them. Now I don't choose what I would like to do. You know what I'm saying? I now choose what is best for Christ for me. Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen.
It's a completely different way to live. And right there sitting with them, Jesus was trying to just share with his brethren, I'm in this as rough and tough as the next few hours before me, I'm in it for you.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm in this thing for you. Following Jesus is a communion of intentional commitment. Can I say that again?
Amen.
Intentional what?
Commitment.
Commitment. You're now making a life. You're now making a lifestyle pursuit each and every day with Jesus.
Amen.
You hear me always say, when it comes to a relationship with Jesus, it's like a marriage. It truly is. Because the marriage doesn't begin on the wedding day. Come on, y'all.
Amen.
There is a courtship that's been going on. Are you with me?
Yes.
Where you're getting to learn each other, right? The marriage doesn't end on the wedding day either. Come on, y'all.
Amen.
All right? You have a whole life ahead of you to live together. But what the marriage ceremony does, it's a public declaration that says, from this moment going forward, I am choosing this man, I am choosing this woman to be my life's partner for eternity.
Amen.
Can you imagine that? It's a serious commitment, you know. And Jesus is saying that's what communion with me look like. So that's why when people are learning to follow Jesus and they're studying to follow him and to learn more about him and they start to put that in practice with his help, there must become a time when you and I say, all right, I need to marry Jesus. I need to make a public declaration for this relationship. It's time for me to be baptized. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, if you're not baptized as yet, the question you should ask yourself is, what am I waiting on? What am I waiting on? Sure enough, some people say, Pastor, there's no way I can get baptized right now. My cup of sin is too full. I got to clean out some stuff. You try to clean that out, you will never finish it. Jesus said, you come to me just like you are, with everything. The only person that can clean that closet is me. I am the expert in dealing with sin, and you need my help. Are you with me? A communion with God, so very important. We're going through the 10 days of prayer right now. If you haven't joined us yet, you can go online tomorrow night to garlandadventist.org, all right? And you'll see the link right there on the front page at 7 o'clock. Click on it. 7:30, thank you. At 7:30. Just join us.
Amen.
And pray with us together.
Amen.
You know, prayer is so important in communion with God.
Amen.
Look at it. We don't really, in our communion today, the disciples, I should say, they had Jesus right there in that room, all right? We don't. I mean, when I say we don't, I mean physically we can see him and commune with him, right? However, through prayer, we can all commune with God.
Amen.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
I love what Sister White says. She made a very heartfelt statement. I want to read it here. She said, prayer is the breath of the soul. It is the secret of spiritual power.
Amen.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
It is the secret of what?
Spiritual power.
And when I share with folks in regard to prayer, I often try to let them know, the moment you put into your life a consistent practice of your eyes being open in the morning, the moment you go like this, whoo, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? Spend some time with God.
Amen.
Before you put your hands on the door rushing out the house, plan your life whereby when you get up in the morning, you have some time to sit and commune with your maker. The chemistry book is no more important than your maker. Hallelujah. He made chemistry.
Amen.
You wonder why? Pastor, why do you always mention chemistry? You know, the truth is I never liked chemistry. Never did. Wow. Anyway. But yes, spend time with the Lord. It's, you know, last week, When I, you know, shared with you from the word of the Lord regarding just a closer walk with you. You remember that?
Yes.
Last Sabbath?
Yes.
You know, that wasn't just a sermon. You know. That was a true heart's cry from my life.
Amen.
You know, Lord, that's what I want. This year, as I go through from day to day, I just want a closer walk with you.
Amen.
I hope that is also your heart's cry.
Amen.
And so your life and my life is not a life where we only call upon Jesus when we need him.
Amen.
But it's a daily lifestyle walk.
Amen.
In the goods and the bads.
Amen.
Are you with me? In the ups and the downs. Put it into practice daily. Daniel surely did. 3 times a day.
Amen.
And you know what? He was a winner in every chapter.
Yes.
Amen.
So not only the table is for communing together with intentional commitment to our Lord, but also it's for us to reflect on something. Let's go back to our text. Let's go back to our text right there. Let's look at verse 28. We were in Matthew 26. We looked at verse 20. Just scoot down a little bit to verse 28, where it says, Jesus is speaking here. For this is what?
My blood
of the
new covenant,
which is shed for many for the remissions of
sins.
Whoo! This is my blood. And in fact, before that, he said, this is my what? Body, referring to the bread. All right? But just think about that. It's as if Jesus saw where humanity was infected with a deadly disease called sin. And sin only has one objective, you know. Sin wants to control us and direct us to the grave. That's the goal of sin. Control us and direct us to the what? To the grave. That's the purpose, and Jesus saw that. No wonder why, while he was communing with them, he said, you know what? I'd rather give my life for them. What a God. Come on, y'all. What a God. I'd rather they live and I die. Just think about this amazing God. You know, there's nothing like him. That's why, actually, when the disciples saw, think about this. It's after they saw that this brother, this almighty being, This God man, when they actually saw that he went through everything that he said he was going to do and was hung on a cross, when they looked back at that, they said, they couldn't believe what they were actually seeing. All of them, except for Judas, decided to say, my life must be different going forward. Because I was actually sitting with the creator of heaven and earth and watch him give up everything for me. Amen. What else can I do in this life but rather than live it for pleasure and for the world, but to live it for him? When you look at their lives after the cross, you see an amazing difference with how they treat each other. You see an amazing difference in how they relate to the world. Then we're all now willing to share what Christ has done for them.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible says he shed his blood, which for many, for remission of sin. We must never forget that. The reason why Jesus died on the cross was to provide access to every human being to be reconciled back to God.
Amen.
Now, a human being, after confessing their sins to Jesus, can have them being washed away. Hallelujah. All those things you have done in your past and that I have done in my past that we know is far from what God's ideals are. All those things Jesus said, I have made provision so that they can be washed away from you, so you don't have to live with guilt anymore.
Amen.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
You don't have to worry if God is going to be so much against you for what you have done in the past anymore. I have made it possible so God and you can be friends.
Amen.
All because of my blood. Amen. I stand before you today, Sean Andre Harris, as forgiven completely by God.
Amen.
And I give him all the praise, honor, and glory.
Amen.
For what he has made as a provision for me.
Amen.
How about you?
Amen.
How about you? Have you made that confession to Jesus yet? Lord, forgive me of all my sins. Wash and cleanse me of all my unrighteousness. The Bible says the moment we go to God with a heart like that, he will forgive and he'll cleanse. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, human beings may not forgive you. Are you with me? But that's not the standard for heaven. Amen. If they choose not to forgive you, what can you do? Come on, y'all. What can you do? The true standard for heaven begins with God forgiving you.
Amen.
Amen.
And he can do it for you now. So when we drink that cup today, we must remember what Christ has done for us.
Amen.
He closes in verse 29 by saying, it's not just the communion of the now that's filled with intentional commitment. It's not just reflecting on the amazing gift of Calvary in the remission of our sins, but I want you to look at verse 29. Matthew 26. But I say to you, I will not what? Drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink of it new with you in my
Father's kingdom.
You know what was on his mind? The now was on his mind for sure, right? And sure enough, the past are for him at that time, actually, some of the future, the near future. Are you with me? Was right there on his mind. But the past too, because remember the communion, this when he was sitting here in the room, they were reflecting on how God blessed the people of Israel with the death angel passing over what? The homes, right? That had the blood on the doorpost.
Yes.
So yes, it was a look at the past as well.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
But now, on his mind was also the future. He couldn't wait for the time when all of these sinful brothers sitting right before him would be right in his presence with his Father and the Holy Spirit and all the angels together, having moved away from the sin of this world. Hallelujah. And now in an environment of holiness and a future that is just amazing, he could not wait for that time.
Amen.
That's what he was saying. I can't wait when we have sin behind us.
Amen.
And we're all together. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I can't wait for that time as well.
Amen.
Can you?
Yes.
Whew. Amen. I see one amen here. I'll take it.
Amen.
I'll take it, Sister Dawn. But I know. Let me tell you, it's an amazing time. And as I even think about the Santiago's right now, that's what Jesus has left us with. When it comes to death, he has left us with a hope.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
He has left us with a hope. Meaning that Sister Santiago, because of her expressed belief in Jesus while she was alive, he is making sure that a mansion is ready for her.
Amen.
He's putting that all together for her. Are you with me? And he knows, yes, there's going to be some crying here upon earth, but joy is coming soon. So you lay her to rest, let her sleep for now.
Yeah.
But there's a great getting up morning coming.
Amen.
For all those who sleep in Jesus, no other person.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones who choose not to believe in Jesus, not to commune with him, not to reflect upon all that he has done in removing their sins, they will never share in this future glory. All they have lived up in this world will be left with all that they have in their possession, and that counts for nothing. Are you with me?
Amen.
Even rich people today, people filled with all kinds of fame and wealth, and you name it, are so destitute in their hearts. Can't have a marriage together, filled with unhappiness. At the same time, filled with all kinds of treasures. That's why Solomon called all of this vanity. So you're striving after the wind, trying to catch it, but you always come up empty. Never, ever follow this world. Follow Christ.
Amen.
He's saying here, you know what? There is a future that I have prepared for my people. And I'm willing now to experience the cross for them.
Amen.
What a God. As we sup together, you must know that the one who created the heavens and the earth loves you.
Amen.
Loves you.
Amen.
So very much. And would do anything for you to spend eternity with him.
Amen.
Are you willing to commune with him today?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, thank you. You're truly amazing. You're loving. You're kind. Your commitment is so profound. And today, our Heavenly Father, we all here just want to say thank you. Thank you for giving us Jesus and all the benefits that comes from his sacrifice. We receive it all today, anew, and for some, fresh. And may today be a day where we, as a people, choose to live a life every single day in communion with you. Amen. Give us a closer walk with you in Jesus' name. Amen.